And this news update is being brought to you by Zimmerman and Sons Electric of Port Austin. Hands down, the best electricians around. And by Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop into one of their offices today. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. The city of Harbor Beach is among the municipalities that have approved ordinances regarding green energy. The city council approved amendments to city ordinances regarding utility-scale battery energy storage systems and to utility-scale solar systems. Some of the changes to the ordinance include requirements for applications, drainage and stormwater, setbacks, fire protection, site plans, as well as changes to definitions and operational standards. The amendments also include requirements for insurance, permitting, decommissioning obligations, financial security, annual reporting, and more. A copy of the updated ordinances can be viewed at Harbor Beach City Hall at 766 State Street. And an early morning crash in Huron County's claimed the life of an Elkton area man. The Huron County Sheriff's Office says the single vehicle crash happened early Sunday on Elkton Road south of Fillion Road in Chandler Township. Central Dispatch received the call shortly before 4 a.m. after someone reported a vehicle had crashed and was on fire. When deputies and other emergency crews arrived, they found a heavily damaged and burned 2008 Chevy Malibu. The vehicle had one occupant who had died in the crash. Sheriff Kelly Hansen says the preliminary investigation indicates the Malibu was traveling south on Elkton Road when it went into the east ditch north of Fillion Road. Investigators believe the car later came out of that ditch, crossed over, and entered the west ditch south of the intersection, where it overturned and caught fire. Oliver Township firefighters used the jaws of life to remove the victim from the wreckage. Shure Ambulance Service also responded. Investigators believe the man may have been on his way to work as a farmhand at a local farm when the crash occurred. Authorities have not publicly released his identity. His next of kin in Mexico were notified of his death. An autopsy was scheduled for Monday as investigators worked to determine more about what led to the crash. The Huron County Sheriff's Office and Huron County Medical Examiner's Office are continuing their investigation. Bay City safety officials are asking for the public's help in locating a 26-year-old woman who's been missing for nearly 2 weeks. Authorities say Amaya Lee Slavic Burrell was last seen on August 5th. The Bay City Department of Public Safety has released photos of Burrell as investigators continue working to determine her whereabouts. Police are asking anyone who may have seen Burrell or who has information that could help investigators to contact the Bay City Department of Public Safety Detective Bureau at 989-894-0161. As of Monday, authorities had not released additional information about the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Your home is one of the most important investments you'll make. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Hi, this is Heather Drabeck, mortgage lender at Thumb Bank and Trust. Whether you're buying your first house, refinancing to save money, or building the home you've always dreamed of, our mortgage team is here to help. We offer fixed-rate mortgages, construction loans, and options designed to meet you where you are. Looking to update your kitchen, add a garage, or finally tackle that home improvement list? We also offer home equity loans and lines of credit, giving you access to the equity you've built at a rate you can feel good about. At Thumb Bank and Trust, we keep your loan local. That means local decisions, local service, and a team that knows your community, because we're part of it. Stop by one of our branches or visit thumb.bank to learn more. Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
Heather Drabeck, NMLS number 758504. Thumb Bank and Trust, NMLS number 462637. An equal housing lender and member FDIC. Loans are subject to credit approval.
Here is your obituaries for this hour. Raymond Forensic, 86 of Port Hope, passed away Sunday, August 16, 2026. He was born on September 9, 1939 in Detroit. Ray served in the U.S. Army from 1962 to 1964. He and Darlene Giesewich were united in marriage on October 29, 1967. Ray served as a Detroit police officer for many years. Ray is survived by his children, Ted, Donald, Lisa, Stephen, Mary, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Cremation has taken place. Memorial Mass will take place Thursday, August 20th, 2026 at 11 a.m. at Our Lady of Lake Huron Catholic Church, the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Interment will take place at a later date. Friends may gather at the church on Thursday beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of services at 11 a.m. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. Memories can be shared at ramseyfh.com.
Life is a highway, and you can ride it in a 1990 Chevy Corvette, brought to you by the Thumb Broadcasting Summer Car Giveaway. It's got a bright red exterior and a gray leather interior. Under the hood is a Chevy 350 small block engine with 245 horsepower and a 4-speed automatic transmission. With its tinted glass removable roof, you can feel the breeze in your hair anywhere. With its digital dashboard and premium Delco Bose sound system, you can add some great tunes to that breezy ambience by tuning into WHST and WLE in your new ride. All you gotta do to enter is be 18 years or older to register and shop local. No purchase necessary.
All of this is made possible by our family here at WHST and WLEW, as well as our sponsors and great listeners like you.
Register to win the 1990 Chevrolet Corvette at the following businesses now through Cheeseburger in Caseville: Even Heat Kiln, Thumbs Up Kiteboarding, Parkview Party Store, Lemon Tree, Shipwreck Distillery, The Power Agency, and Share Primary Care, all of Caseville. Other sponsors include DJ Portable Rentals of Owendale and Bresky Siding and Building of Kindy.
And we're back with a look at your national and international news. Voter turnout spiked across Florida as the state wrapped up its primary elections, establishing the official lineup for November. Republican voters selected Congressman Byron Daniels to lead the GOP ticket, while Democrats chose former Representative David Jolly as their standard bearer for the governor's mansion. The results marked the end of an intense summer primary season, defined by sharp debates over state economic policy, education reforms, and insurance costs. Both campaigns shifted gears immediately following the late-night tabulations, launching unified general election bids aimed at energizing independent voters across crucial suburban corridors. Political analysts note that Florida race will serve as an early barometer for political momentum heading into the midterms. As both national parties plan to flood the state's media markets with heavy ad spending over the coming weeks. And the deadliest Ebola outbreak in years continues to outpace international containment efforts across the Democratic Republic of Congo, with official health figures topping 5,000 confirmed cases and over 2,300 deaths. The World Health Organization warns that the virus is spreading roughly three times faster than historical surges, fueled by deep regional instability, dense population movements, and severe security challenges in Ituri province. Relief operations hit another major setback this week when angry mobs attacked medical responders in the territory of Aru, setting fire to emergency ambulance and damaging transport vehicles. International health officials are pleading for immediate security assistance and emergency medical funding, warning that without stabilized access for field doctors, the risk of wider cross-border transmission remains dangerously high. And that news update's been brought to you by Zimmerman & Sons Electric of Port Austin, hands down the best electricians around, and by Thumb Bank & Trust, community strong since 1895. Stop in one of their offices today.
I'm Jack Zimmerman. We install Generac generators from 9 kilowatt up to 28 kilowatt, giving you options whether you're powering a small cottage or a large home or business.
This is Josh Zimmerman. When it comes to keeping your home or business powered, Zimmerman & Sons Electric has you covered with Generac standby generators. The right generator isn't one size fits all. We'll help you determine what size Generac makes sense for your property and what you need to keep running when the power goes out.
And once your Generac is installed, you can have the peace of mind knowing that when an outage happens, your generator is there and ready to automatically take over. For your Generac standby generator sales and installation, give us a call at 989-738-7798. That's 989-738-7798. Generac, it's a power move.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.